High schools in the United States organize sports teams and groups where students can share their interests in subjects like art or politics. These activities are meant to help young people identify skills that might help them in future careers and as they grow into adulthood. However, there is another reason American high school officials want students to be involved in theater or technology or volunteer groups. These activities might help students move on to higher education. Many students, especially those from outside the U.S., might wonder what an activity like writing for a school newspaper has to do with attending a university. After all, in many countries, the best, and sometimes only, path to acceptance to a university is having high test scores or good grades. Jennifer Dewar is the Senior Associate Director of Undergraduate Admissions at Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, or WashU. WashU is a private research university. Dewar says that every college and university in the U.S. values strong academic skills in their students. But she says that administrators at these schools also have other goals.
We're not just thinking about the classroom experience for our students, but the four-year student experience. And so we're trying to build a community and make sure that you have people to play sports and people to play music and people to be leaders on campus and people to do research and people to start conversations and people to disagree with those conversations and people to bring into those conversations that might not be well represented.
Admissions officials almost always ask students to list the activities they are involved in outside of the classroom in their applications. Dewar says these activities can show that a student possesses the qualities they are looking for. This method of considering both academic success and non-academic skills is known as holistic admissions. Dewar argues that the more a school knows about a student's interests, the more they understand the student. This is especially important for the top universities in the U.S. She notes that the best American universities receive thousands of applications from both inside and outside the country. For example, WashU had over 30,000 applicants for the 2017 school year. But it only had room to accept about 16% of them. Schools with limited resources, Dewar says, are unable to spend as much time and money on holistic admissions as more competitive ones. They will often pay more attention to academics. But every U.S. college and university uses extra information about applicants as a tool to build their communities. She says her school would not be able to do this if it just accepted the 16% of applicants with the highest test scores. And, she adds, students who only talk about their academic work in their applications all start to seem the same. Some young people might wonder how to choose activities. What would schools value more? Playing basketball or singing in a musical group? Is it more important to spend weekends serving free food to homeless people or cleaning up a public park?
Dewar says that thinking about holistic admissions in this way is not helpful. Instead of trying to figure out which activities are better than others, students should think about which activities serve them best as individuals.
What will give them experiences and ideas that will help them grow as young people. You can do almost anything as long as it's legal and ethical, but it's really about how a student talks about those experiences and what a student takes away from those experiences.
Dewar says admissions officials want to be fair to students with fewer activities available to them. Some high schools may not be able to support student government organizations, for example. Also, involvement in groups may not come easily to some students. That does not make them worse candidates, Dewar says.
We're really looking for evidence that a student is excited about learning, that they're excited about ideas, and so we want to see that they're going to positively impact one of our campuses.
A student could explain their interest in reading many books, or even exploring their home city, Dewar says. Also, there are other places in an application where a student can describe their non-academic interests.
Students, for example, can bring attention to their special qualities in the writing samples they provide, or the letters they ask teachers to write in support of them. They can even use these parts of their application to explain things that prevented their involvement in other activities. This could be a lack of money or a need to work to support a sick family member. Students, Dewar notes, should trust that admissions officials will consider their personal history and what might have been available to them. The holistic method lets them pay more attention to the qualities they are looking for, not only academics. But Dewar says it is still up to the students to share all they can to make them stand out from the other candidates. I'm Lucia Malonig.
And I'm Pete Musto.